But I do know that I want to invite you to turn to your neighbor and your neighbors and say, the room is shining brighter with you here today. The room is shining brighter with you here today. All right, with that, I'm going to go ahead and dismiss the youngest among us. You are dismissed, released, free to go to Children's Church. For the rest of us, I will tell you, we mentioned that Free Share Friday, Food Share Saturday is coming up at the end of this week, and so lots of opportunity this week if you would like. See Mary, and she can help you get connected. Today at 11:30, we do have the meal, and we're going to have our Compass meeting as well. We also have a couple of tables out there that we need to do some bagging up of rice. Is that right? So you can stick around today and help out with that. That would be awesome. Before we get to that, though, let me invite you to turn to 1 John this morning. We're going to continue kind of traveling through 1 John. If you're grabbing a pew Bible, page 862, the words will be on the screen behind me. Noting, as I mentioned last week, this is a letter less about telling us what to believe and more about teaching us how to live. Less about arriving at a destination and more about forming us along the way. Because our faith does not begin with figuring things out. Our foundation with God, the foundation of your life and mine with God, it is an encounter. An encounter, John says, that is from the beginning. And so not at all commands to enforce. This isn't expectations to defend. These really aren't even statements to believe. But as John puts it, right, we heard, seen, looked at. We have seen, we have looked at, we have touched. Right? This is an encounter flowing in and through koinonia, fellowship. Right, a common life, a shared life together. Which kind of begs the question then, what does this look like? What does this fellowship look like? What would it look like to actually live this kind of shared life together? And John here today names that from John chapter 1 and verse 5. We'll read through 2 and 2, and then we'll pray and then come back to it. 1 and 5, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship, koinonia, with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he, Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day, for this time that we have here to gather together. We thank you for your word and your words to us this morning. We ask for the ears, for ears to hear, and for hearts that are now open. Lead us into what is true. Shine where we need to see, and give us courage where we need to walk. Shape us, mold us, form us in life together. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it is more ancient than imagining, that it travels across an astounding expanse to reach us, that it loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten, or in peril, or in pain. I cannot tell you how the light comes, but that it does. And so may we this day turn ourselves toward it. May we lift our faces to let it find us. May we open and open more and open still to the blessed light that comes. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. He does not say God has light. Not even God gives light. God is light. And in him, John says, there is no darkness at all. Meaning, this light, it is not some kind of spotlight that breaks through the shadows. Because in him, there are no shadows. There are no hidden corners, no distortion, no division, nothing concealed, nothing disguised, nothing lurking about. This is light, as Genesis 1 reveals, this is light as it was in the beginning. Before there were forms, before there were boundaries, there was light as life. And that light, God says, it was very good. Meaning it was joy and beauty and wonder and delight, and there was flourishing. This is not light as a threat. This is not light as a trap or a test. This is not light as an examination or an interrogation. This is light as life. Which is why he goes on, verse 6, if we claim to have fellowship, right, koinonia, shared life together. If we claim to have fellowship, koinonia, with him, and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. Noting John here captures the tension that I think we often feel. We all feel at different times. Right, saying one thing, and yet all the while doing another. And we get this a little bit in context here. That word claim, literally it means to tell or to say. The word walk, peripateo, means to live in a specified way, to do life in a particular way or manner. And so here we feel that tension, right, between what we say and what we do, between our words and our walk. What is not at all meaning the occasional failure or misstep or stumble or struggle that we might feel. He says, if we claim and yet walk. meaning this is not the one-off, right? But this is where there is a pattern. He goes on, but if we walk in the light, right, live in a manner consistent with the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with, right? We have koinonia. We have a shared life together with, he says, one another. In effect, he is saying, when we walk, right, when we do life in the light, we no longer have to pretend that we have it all together. We no longer have to pretend that everything is okay. Like, we no longer have to protect our image. We no longer have to manage how others see us. We no longer have to hide our weaknesses. Because again, this is not about performance or perfection. This is about walking together in the very real stuff of life. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. Meaning God is not out there waiting for you to get it all together. God meets you right there. Meets you right there, wherever you are. Which makes his next words, I think, really important, because he goes on to say, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. Right? Point being, our fellowship together, our koinonia, our sharing life, right? It comes by way of walking in the light. Because darkness isolates. Light gathers. Darkness protects image. Light restores relationship. Darkness fractures fellowship. Light heals it. And so this idea of walking in the light, it's not about being flawless. It's about being real, open, honest, together. And we capture that in the very next line. He says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, and that's kind of the assumption here, right? We all at times will stumble, will fall, will fail. And when that happens, he says, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. What is contextually less about my moral burden and more about our communal health and well-being? Right? Where we do not have to pretend, where we do not have to posture, where we do not have to hide, where we peripateo, walk, where we walk together. Koinonia, right? Fellowship. Sharing life in the light. Imperfect and flawed and forgiven and held. I cannot tell you how the light comes. What I know is that it loves searching out what is hidden, what is lost, what is forgotten, in peril or in pain. May we open and open more. And so I want to leave space today for us to sit together in the stillness and to consider, where in my life do I struggle to trust that God's light is still good? Where in my life do I struggle to trust that God's light is still good? And with that, then, what might God be inviting me to bring into the light, not in shame, but in freedom? What might God be inviting me to bring into the light, not in shame, but in freedom? Imperfect and flawed, absolutely, and forgiven and held. How will I take one small step toward shared life this week? How will I take one small step toward shared life this week? And who might God be inviting me to walk in the light with this week? This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light.